With Alderman Bob Van Haren and James Whalen absent, Mayor Adams began the nearly hour-long session by telling the audience his reasons for removing the ordinance. He said he talked to the head of every department in the city, and for the time being, he does not feel comfortable with going forward with the ordinance. The proposed ordinance sought to amend the definition of dependent in the city's health and hospitalization plan. The ordinance was placed on a second reading at the council's meeting earlier this month, but it did not advance to be considered for adoption. Specifically, dependent would not have included an employee's spouse if he or she is offered health care coverage outside the city's plan. Mayor Adams says while he's striking the ordinance for now, this issue is not completely put to rest.
The health care costs are just going up year after year after year, and at some point in time we got to find a way to stop that from hurting our city budget so much. In the last 7 or 8 days, we've spent a lot of time doing everything we can. It's pretty much consumed us 24 hours a day trying to figure something out. And we think we've come up with a solution that'll get us through a year. And then during that 1 year this next year, I'm going to be putting together I don't know if you want to call it a task force or a committee. It's going to have some employees on it. And we definitely need to look at that benefit package going forward, and especially the health insurance side of it.
In addition to the input Adams says he'll get from the city departments and their employees, he will also seek input and advice from local business owners going through similar issues as the city.
One of the things I'm really interested in looking at is let's create a new type of employee coming on from this point forward. The employees we got from whatever date that is, you know, that have been with us a while, they would be in under this package. But let's look at what options we could create going forward. And that would help us as attrition occurred over time. It would help us lower that cost some. We don't drastically change those employees. It's got 10, 15, 20 years in, but those new folks come in and under a different system. So we're going to take a good look at that during this next year. And we're going to take a good look at everything on the insurance side, whether it be PPOs, HSAs, anything that we need to do to try to put those dollars to work better for the city.
The next order of business dealt with the city's millage rate. Earlier this month, the council approved the resolution keeping the city's tax rate at 2 mils, but Alderman Jennifer Baker moved to amend the rate to 3. No alderman would move for a second, and the motion died. In other business, the council voted to seek an Arkansas Community Assistance Grant. Mayor Adams will apply for assistance from the grant program for the L.C. Sammons Youth Center roof project. The vote for the grant application was unanimous. The meeting finished with the council going to a nearly 50-minute executive session, but no action was taken. I'm Matt Sharp reporting.